Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara introduces to us the mitzvah of Lecha Mishna, two challahs for every single meal. And the Gemara says, although we say the bracha on both challahs, al shtei kikaros, chayv adam liftoa al shtei kikaros, as it says in the pasuk Lecha Mishna, halach lamaisa, when it comes to cutting it, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi observed Rav Kana, denakitarti, he held two, however, batzachada, he only cut one of them. So this is how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. He says you're supposed to, in Simen Reish Ayin Dal, the Mechaber writes, Botzea al Sheke Karos, V'she'ochol Shem B'yodo, you hold both them. However, Botzea, when it comes to cutting, you only cut Tachtona, the bottom one. Why do we cut the bottom one? So the Shulchan Aruch, in his Beis Yosef, in the commentary, he brings from the Rishonim, but doesn't explain why you cut the bottom one. So that's the accepted practice. We'll explain just in a second why that might be, but we cut the bottom one. The Taz says there's a problem with that, however, because the top one's closer to you. And there's a problem if you have to cut the challah, ein mavir al ha-mitzvah, so you can't pass opportunities of doing a mitzvah. So how do you surpass the top one to cut the bottom one? So the Taz suggests that you should, when you put the two of them on top of each other, have the bottom one stick out a little bit closer to you, whereby when you reach to cut, the first one that you're going to encounter will be the bottom one. So even though the Mechaber Paskins, you cut the bottom challah at all meals, comes along the Ramah and says, no, dafka bil al Shabbos. It's only true of Friday night. Aval b'yom ha-Shabbos, when it comes during the daytime, you should cut the top one. He says, the reason is, al derech ha-Kabbalah. It's based on Kabbalah. So we're not going to go through any Kabbalah, but just a little bit of more of understanding why that might be. It's brought down by the Megan of Ram, and this is how we daven in Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, that at nighttime you say, vayinuchu vah in davening. Vayinuchu vah with a hey. During the daytime, you say Vayinuchu Vo with a Vav, and Mincha, you say Vayinuchu Vam with a Mem. So what's the reason? Because nighttime is always Nekeva. It's always Nekeva. That's why we say Vayinuchu Vo at nighttime. And during the daytime, is always Zachar, or is always male, so we say Vayinuchu Vo with a Vav. So same is true in Kabbalah. The idea is that the top, the man, is always being Mashbiah. He's always giving out Kochos and energy and light and Torah. And Nekeva is always referred to as receiving. It's the Kli. It's a Kli that's being Makabel, the Or, the Kedusha. So therefore, since nighttime represents the Nekeva, the Kli, so that's always the catcher, is always on the bottom. The Kli is always on the bottom, so you cut the bottom Challah. But the daytime, Vayinuchu Va, is the male who's Mashbiah, who gives out the Kedusha. Therefore, we cut the top Challah during the daytime. There is yet a third Shita of which Challah is to cut, which is the opinion of the Gra. The Gra says you should cut both challahs at every single meal. Why is that? Because in addition to the shtei lechem, rather lechem upon him, the lechem mishnah, symbolizing the man, it also symbolizes lechem upon him in the base of Migdash, and there are 12 loaves of bread. So if you have two loaves at every meal, you cut them both in half, you now have four at every meal. We have three meals on Shabbos, so four times three gives you a total of 12. That all represents the lechem hapanim. The Arizal says, no, you don't need to cut all the challahs, because since our challahs are shaped as a vav, that's six, as a vav's a six, and you have two challahs, so that's 12, that's the remez for lechem hapanim. Either way, how does he say you could cut both challahs? The Pasuk Gemara says you only cut one challah. So the Gemara says, going on, back inside, when the Gemara says, according to Rav Kana, he would only cut one challah, then it says, Amar lektuk to Rabbi Zera, have a batze akula sherusa. He would cut akula. What does akula mean? Rashi says, you cut the larger one. But according to other Rishonim, it means you cut all the loaves of bread that are at the table. So even though the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch don't pass like those Rishonim, the Gra apparently did pass like those Rishonim, who understood Akula means all the breads. So if you have two loaves of bread and you cut both of them, that's going to give you four at each meal. That's the practice of the Gra.